Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to the 500th episode of Adventures in Odyssey.
500 episodes. Let's start the audience wave right now.
500. Awesome.
Well, paint me red all over and send me to a four-alarm fire sirens blazing.
500 episodes.
500?
500, cool.
Wow.
A great big 500.
Okay, 500.
500.
I love Odyssey.
500.
Incredible.
Inconceivable. 500 episodes and we have everyone.
Hold it. You know, the music just doesn't get enough credit for this show. I'm John Campbell, one of the composers for Odyssey. You know, before the show ever went online, Steve Harris came to me and asked me to write a music theme for a new show called Adventures in Odyssey. I said, okay, so I came up with a theme. Let me play a little bit for you. When I played the theme for Steve, he didn't react really great to it. He said, it's a nice theme, but why don't you try another pass at it? So I sat down at the piano and I started playing around with it again. And then I hit those seven notes, the opening notes of Odyssey, and I knew right then and there that was it. Well, there's some background about the music for Odyssey. And now, enjoy the rest of the show.
Hello, everyone. This is James Dobson, the founder and president of Focus on the Family. You know, in the spring of 1986, Bruce Wilkinson and I were talking about the tremendous impact of the media on our society. And he said, you know, it isn't enough for Christians to complain about the media. We need to create positive alternatives. And that's when the idea hit me. What if we launched into radio drama itself, full force? Steve Harris, the producer of the drama, started working on the project.
We came up with what was to be called the Family Portrait Series. It was a series of 12 episodes that were basically kind of a test run for us. And if we survived that trial by fire, then the idea was we would go into full-out production on this.
You know, I moved here in Odyssey back in 71, I think it was. About 100 years ago, the folks who lived around here got together to give the town a name. They came up with all sorts of wild ideas. Even thought about using the name the Indians gave this place, Awatakalaniti, till they found out that meant land that stinks like swamp.
Well, the response to his first 13 episodes of Family Portraits was overwhelming. And this became the launching point for the program now known around the world as Adventures in Odyssey.
The very first rule that we came up with was you don't talk down to kids.
Maybe you should step aside and let us adults handle this.
No, Mr. Phillips, no.
We wanted it to be something that a kid could listen to and feel respected. We also knew that kids were not our only audience. We knew that this program should have an appeal to a broad spectrum of people. We made a point of packing little tidbits of humor or something in every show that maybe 5% of the audience would get.
Space, one of the last places to be explored. These are the voyages of the starship Aerobesize.
Zuzu, what's our position?
We're pretty close, sir.
And what's our present speed?
Really fast.
Arrival time?
Not too long.
Excellent.
Get in that ring and you're gonna kill yourself.
I'm not quitting. I just want to go the distance and prove that I can still fight.
My grandmother could take you.
Yeah, my grandmother's teeth could take you.
Good evening. I'm Bobby Walker.
And I'm Huge Gowns, and this is 2200.
Hi, this is Paul McCusker, executive producer for Adventures in Odyssey. We hope you're enjoying our 500th episode celebration. Right now, Odyssey creator Steve Harris explains how he and Phil Lawler came up with some of the characters for the show.
We came up with this character. I wanted him to be kind of grandfatherly and the kind of person that kids would trust.
Well, Jimmy, you know you're going to have to go home.
But my dad will kill me.
Oh, you don't know that.
You don't know my dad.
Phil wanted him to be edgy and a little bit mysterious, and you kind of wonder what he's got going that you don't quite know about.
A top secret program, huh?
Uh-huh, something like that.
It was just driving us nuts trying to figure out what to name him. So Phil and myself sat down in my office one day and said, we're not leaving here until this job is done, okay? We went to the one resource book that you would go to when you're looking for things like that. We went to the phone book. And we started looking, you know, and we started with the A's, and we worked our way to the B's, okay? The character's name is Whitaker, okay? Does that tell you a little bit about our day?
My name is John Avery Whitaker.
John Avery Whitaker. Kind of a mouthful.
But you can call me Whit.
But we thought, if we can call him Whit, it'll fly.
What I loved about the idea of Whit's End, and we still play it out today, is that, for me, it was like Snoopy's doghouse, that you really didn't know how far this thing went.
Where in the world did this door come from?
You didn't know it was here?
No.
This is so exciting. I mean, a boarded-up room that no one's noticed for years.
Oh, well, this place is pretty big, Robin. I imagine there are rooms here that I've never really explored.
We needed a contemporary for Whit. We needed a friend that he could knock ideas around with, and reveal some of what was going on behind the scenes in his thought processes. Tom was the perfect character to do that.
Now, tell me, what's going on?
Oh, I suppose I'm just feeling sorry for myself.
John Avery, I have never known you to sit and feel sorry for yourself for any longer than 2 minutes at a time.
Tom was aware of the emotions and the feelings and the needs of all of his friends. But if he had to sit down and figure out how much grain he sold and this and that, it took him a little longer.
I plan to spend the evening with a cup of hot cocoa and Robert Louis Stevenson.
The writer? He's coming to your house?
No, Tom. He's not actually coming here. He's dead.
Dead? Not going to be much for conversation then, is he?
Well, I'm not going to talk to him.
Well, then what you having him over for?
From the beginning, Steve knew that Whit and Tom were great characters, but something else was needed. Steve remembers a meeting where a consultant came up with an important suggestion.
The breakthrough idea of that day is he says, you know what, you need an antagonist. You need somebody who's going to come in here and stir things up and not buy all the things that you say. And you ought to make it a high school kid, so she's a little older than the target age range of the audience. So she's kind of a role model, but she's kind of not. And she can have all these issues come along with her.
Hey, everybody. Say hi to Connie Kendall.
Hi! All right, first of all, let's go over some rules. Number one, there'll be no fighting, arguing, insulting, spitting, burping, or engaging in any kind of horseplay for the rest of the day.
Connie.
We'll be the nicest, friendliest people he's ever met.
Can I help?
No. I mean, yes, but...
Ooh! You have more loopholes than a spaghetti strainer.
God made each and every one of us dependent on other people.
Look, I'm not really into God, so it doesn't make much difference to me what he wants.
All right, so you're not a believer, but it's common sense.
The day Connie accepted Christ, I literally found myself in the studio feeling as though a close friend of mine had actually accepted the Lord. It was a really special day. And it kind of drove home to me what the program was really all about.
I want to pray with you.
Oh, Connie.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure of all the right words, you know. Forgive me for my sins and, I want to ask Jesus Christ to come live in my heart.
Oh, Connie. You don't know how I've prayed to hear you say those words.
Yes, I do.
Not all of the ideas for characters came from the writers. Some came from our listeners. For example, we got a letter from a girl suggesting that we create a character just like her dad. He needed to be brilliant.
And I'm a science student and, might I add in all modesty, a recognized genius at the Campbell County Community College.
But always losing his keys.
Has anyone seen my keys? I can't seem to find them.
That character, of course, was Eugene Meltzner.
After I refused to let them mangle my hair, they got another actor who's... How can I say it?
A geek, Eugene. It's the only thing about this film that's accurate.
I beg your pardon?
You want to play a particular kind of turnip, Eugene?
Oh, no. I was thinking of a medieval troubadour type. That way I might be able to incorporate my ukulele, perhaps?
Your ukulele. Right. Yes.
Anum novum faustem felicem, thus I wish you cheer.
500 episodes. Who would have thought? 500 episodes.
What do you mean 500? I can get it for you for 450.
Not so fast, Bart. We've got the best deal right here. I'm Marshall Younger, writer for Adventures in Odyssey. In a moment, the Odyssey 500 will continue as we talk to the voices behind the characters, hear hilarious studio bloopers, and later, 500 seconds of Odyssey.
500 seconds.
I think 500 seconds is 120 minutes.
I don't know.
3 minutes?
I have no idea.
500 seconds?
6 minutes?
Wait, hold on.
I don't know.
10 minutes?
500 seconds?
It's a little over 8 minutes. 8 minutes, 20 seconds.
Oh, I think we have a winner.
Don't go away.
Travel 200 miles and back listening to Odyssey the whole way. Never heard a quieter car ride.
My husband and I enjoy Odysseys just as much as the kids do.
I wish my kids would scramble for the chores like they scramble to turn on Odyssey.
500 episodes? That's incredible. Keep it up, Odyssey.
You guys are busy with a lot of other jobs, and I was just wondering, what has Odyssey meant to you over the years?
I don't think I would understate this by saying that it's been the most gratifying thing I've done in my life.
Well, coming into Odyssey was like taking a refreshing warm bath. It wasn't hot, it was just lovely.
It always seems to be art imitating life, and sometimes it's a little too spooky, but I appreciate it. I really feel like God's had a huge hand in, you know, putting me here for my benefit.
Parents can listen to this with their children and not feel embarrassed, but feel inspired.
It takes you there, you know, it takes you there, and it's a good place to go.
Few people realize the gifts that these actors have given us, especially in the early days of producing the program. Characters were born and ideas were given because just in the moments when the tape wasn't rolling, you'd spin out these voices for us and do these little wacky moments. And we're taking notes thinking, how can we take all this stuff that you bring to the table and make use of it?
Here's Walker Edmiston, the actor who plays Tom Riley and Bart Rathbone.
When I do Bart, of course, that's more metallic, and that's up there, you know. But Tom, to give him that warmth and sensitivity, you just soften the voice.
Rodney, let's talk about Rodney Rathbone for a minute.
Certainly. Yeah. And I told him forever, even in the writing, it says on the paper right there, and I read it, don't call me Pop.
Oh, sorry about that, Pop.
See?
Chuck was actually the one that brought me into the studio to do some tough kid. It kind of painted me into a corner because it seemed like my voice, no matter what voice I tried to do, Rodney always got in here somewhere.
We needed a nemesis for Wit. We had talked about it, and we thought, we need somebody who's going to come into town and cause problems. And I believe it was Phil who came up with the name Regis Blackard.
Yes, and I've been delighted to be the nemesis of all the little people in Wit's End.
Now, sooner or later, Dr. Blackard had to have his comeuppance. We don't want to teach our audience that there is no justice. And so we said, well, what are we going to do?
Enter Edwin Blackard.
Thank you. And that's exactly the twin brother. Give us a sample of Dr. Blackard talking to his brother. And what are you doing with your voice?
He's very much in the chest and a little slower in speech than Edwin. Edwin, of course, uses the higher registers because he has to communicate to the largest house in the world. It's just that it's just a different person, you know. You just have a different image. That helps a lot.
Here's Corey Burton, the actor who plays Crying Brian Dern, Shakespeare, and many others.
I have a great deal of fun playing Crying Brian Dern. The obnoxious, rabble-rousing DJ.
Well, he's very over the top. He projects the voice, long, dramatic pauses. And, you know, and he even talks that way when he's not on the air.
Can we get you as Crying Brian to say 500?
That's 500 episodes. I haven't been this excited since the sinking of the Lusitania.
One of the hardest casting problems we had in the early days of the program was, who in the world are we going to get to host this show? Chris walked into our offices, and we handed her a script. And that was the fastest casting decision I think we ever made.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
I looked at the script, and the first thing I thought was, this was really going to be something.
So Chris is in there, her very first voice track recording session with us, and she gets to the point in the script where we're making the scriptural application for the day, which is a rather important thing. And she reads, as it says in the book of I Kings. And I go on the talk back, Chris, that's First Kings.
Thank you for that story, Steve.
She pointed out in the script, no, there's a little letter I. Right there.
Okay, let's shift gears now. There are a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that never make it on the air. Do you remember any bloopers or funny moments or mistakes that happened?
I don't make mistakes, but I usually find other people's.
All I have to do is make Whit see how much we need him. Why do I suddenly feel like I'm on a sitcom? I'm not saying that. Does anyone in this room think that it's a good idea?
Yes.
Welcome to Odyssey.
Oh, excuse me. So very glad to meet you, Mr. Whitaker, and you are...
Jack. Jack Davis.
A pleasure, Jack. Excuse my dog, she coughs. A pleasure, Jack. This is my...
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Blackguard, but I don't allow an advert... I'm sorry, Mr. Blackguard, but I don't allow ad... Isn't that awful? I'm sorry, Mr. Blackguard, but I don't allow advertisements to be hung around my shop.
Wait, the kids are complaining that the trains... Blackguard?
Connie, let me anticipate
that you hate him.
As I walk through the wilderness of this world, I lighted on a certain place. Where was a den? Oh, boy. As I walk through the wilderness, Andy, of the world...
Say, Lottie, I'll tell you something.
Where there was a den.
Just read it, will you?
What?
As soon as you guys would stop the take, you know, everybody would start singing.
Do it, kid.
We're coming into the home stretch of the Odyssey 500. Up ahead, we've got 500 of the most fast-paced seconds in the history of Odyssey. You won't want to miss a single one right after this pit stop.
Oh, we're rolling. We're rolling.
Take one, go ahead.
500!
Oh. That's quite an achievement. 500 episodes. Very, very good, sir.
Thanks, guys. All right, everyone. Now, how do we introduce the 500 seconds?
Okay, I've got a great idea here. Okay.
Whatever.
So, okay.
Hi.
We're
the Odyssey
production
team.
And
now, 500 seconds of Odyssey!
Did that work?
Nah.
Well, let's see how this whole thing sounds.
Ready when you are, Whit.
Indeed.
Eugene!
Great Quentin Oxen!
My name is John Avery Whittaker.
Looks like one of those old time machines in the comics.
It's called the Imagination Station.
Push the red button, Digger.
Whoa! Use your imagination and anything can happen. Whoa!
I want to hear about Jonah.
The Bible says... Well, the Bible says... Lord, help me relax about this. Oh, don't worry about that. Oh, Bernard. Oh, come on, Connie.
Connie Kendall!
Feels like I've been 16 forever.
Nobody ever tells me anything.
I told Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, fine, of course. I'm always the last to know. Can I help you?
Hi, Wato Honey, Wataka Tribe.
I'm Connie, from the Kendall Tribe.
Right here,
Whit!
Connie.
My graduating class! I'm valedictorian!
Eugene!
Eugene!
Sorry.
Would I snoop around in something that wasn't mine?
Oh, Miss Kendall, curiosity in your hands is like a dangerous weapon in the hands of a maniac.
Wait a minute.
I won't have any name-calling in here, you bonehead.
Oops.
Eugene, your eye is twitching.
Eugene, your eye is twitching.
To borrow the colloquialism. That boy's just not wrapped real tight, Whit.
Greetings and salutations, Jared. Greetings and salutations. Greetings and salutations, Mr. Shanks.
I'm Katrina Shanks, by the way.
You're a boy, which naturally means that you don't know the first thing about girls.
I believe that I'm in love with Katrina.
I'm a girl with...
Which naturally means that you know everything there is to know about boys and girls.
Right.
Oh, no. I left Katrina in my laptop.
Eugene?
What?
I'm going home to be with my family.
No.
Yes.
To put it more succinctly, Katrina, I'm wrestling with the question of how could you do this to me? Katrina, will you marry me?
Eugene, will you marry me?
We're here today to join together Eugene Meltzner and Katrina Shanks in holy matrimony.
It's not possible.
Yeah, your brain is missing in action, but your heart's in the right place.
And I'm convinced that this is a game he doesn't know the rules for.
Eugene, you just ended a sentence with a preposition.
Impossible. Prepositions are not words that I end sentences with.
Kind of funny.
What funny?
Laugh now, Whittaker. But I'm not finished with you. Not by a long shot.
Do you hear?
Mr. R. E. Blackard!
Well, scratch my ears and call me Sparky. If you two ain't the spitting image of each other, break a leg.
Of course. Equal wishes for your various limbs as well.
Eugene?
Yes, sir?
I would recommend that you find a very large sledgehammer and destroy your ukulele with it.
All right. Who wants to ride shotgun?
I didn't know we were hunting as well.
You must have been a joy to have around as a child.
Thank you, sir.
I started with just a rag and a bucket, and now I've got a squeegee and a bucket.
Good morning, Odyssey. Big Brad with you for the beginning of the all-new Kids Radio.
Presenting Adventures in the Bible.
This is Brink Chetley in the Kids Radio Old Testament Action Newsroom with a...
Do not adjust your radio. We are in control.
Call Croc and one expendable crewman and have them meet me at the beam down thingy.
Aye, aye, Captain.
And now, a special treat for our listeners out there as Kids Radio presents The Great Wishy Was. This is Kids Radio on Odyssey, signing off.
Programs are no good for me.
Yeah, well, why don't you try someone local?
Local?
You want us to be on television?
Welcome to BTV.
And now it's time for Did You Know?
A story by Bernard.
Marty was so exhausted he fell asleep in mid-prayer.
Now I lay me down to...
Why did they play cards on Noah's Ark?
Why?
Because Noah sat on the deck!
I think it needs a bigger ending.
Malt Bisbee presents The Lion Thing.
Okay, that's great. I like that a lot.
The Crying Brian Dern Show. And I say I'll die before I play one more polka!
Okay, we still don't have a winner in the What Is He Saying contest. I'll play the clip again. What is he saying?
I think he said, the monkey man has no place in the circle of confusion.
You are more annoying than this music.
Cool. Do I win something?
Harlow Doyle, Private Eye.
What do you think?
A brilliant idea.
What?
That's what we need, a brilliant idea.
Ooh, good.
Ooh. Ooh, good point. Ooh, good point. Great bursts of tiny flavor crystals. Great isosceles triangle. I just figured out how Stonehenge was built. Odyssey had yet another baffling mystery solved by Harlow Doyle, Private Eye.
Oh, well, just ignore him. Maybe I'll go away.
No, I won't.
Tours are the hands that squeeze my neck. The twisted metal from an emotional car wreck.
My poem is called I Like Pants. Sometimes I feel sorry for ants because they can't wear pants. I like pants.
Wow.
My name is Lucy Schultz.
Ah, a newspaper woman.
You can help me come up with an idea for my article.
Write about a forest, nature.
Seems like you can't swing a dead cat these days without hitting somebody who's trying to save some plant or animal.
Robin.
Melanie.
What is it, Mel? A love note?
Leave me alone!
Jared!
Agent 503X, is this line secure?
Well, I do want to change the world. In fact, I want to take it over.
Oh.
Okay, everybody, sing along.
Maybe later, Jimmy.
What kind of family is this?
We're the Barkley family.
Dad, Jimmy kicked me.
I did not.
Kids, stop fighting.
We're not.
R2.
George, stop it. You'll just egg them on.
I will not.
You will too.
Will not.
Will too.
You're a faithless woman.
Oh, good grief.
What's wrong with Jimmy?
He's a big pimple on the face of my life.
No, Donna.
Lullaby. Go to sleep, little Rodney.
We're the Rathbuns.
Welcome to a humble commode.
A boat.
Oh, whatever.
Rathbone. This is my lovely wife, Doris.
He is the grub.
And this is our son, Rodney.
Yeah, eat.
Rathbone. It's a napkin. You wipe your mouth off with it while you're eating.
Well, why can't I use the back of my sleeve?
Because you get it all dirty.
Well, don't you get the napkin dirty?
Yeah, but it's washable.
Well, so's my sleeve.
Just tuck the napkin in your belt.
Okay, Pop.
Don't call me Pop.
Ready, Pop?
Don't call me Pop.
Cool, Pop.
Don't call me Pop.
Well, okay, Pop. Do I look like I'm stupid? Strike that from the record.
Right now, the Electric Palace is having a blowout sale. Chances to win are absolutely free with a $10 purchase. You know you can count on me, Bart Rathbone.
Rathbone's cleans you out.
Yeah, and don't call me Pop.
Okay, Pop.
Whee!
If I could look at my life in Odyssey, I would see how everything has brought me to this point.
Eugene?
Hmm?
It's been quite an adventure.
Indeed.
The best is yet to come.
What do you think tomorrow will be like?
Oh, I suppose it'll be another typical day in Odyssey.
What do you mean by typical day?
Anything can happen. That's what I like about this place.
Congratulations, Adventures in Odyssey, on 500 wonderful episodes. And on behalf of the Odyssey team, I'd like to express our gratitude to you, our listeners, for supporting the show for all this time. Thanks for making us a part of your family. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Do you have any thoughts on our first 500 shows or ideas for our next 500? Our address is
Adventures in Odyssey,
Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995.
Excuse me, I am talking right now. Or in Canada, write to
Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B, 4G3.
Yeah. And when you...
Oh, and when you write, be sure to ask how you can get a copy of today's show.
It's called 500.
500.
500.
500.
Would you stop that?
That address, once again, is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995.
Please, do you mind?
And if you want to learn more about our first 500 shows,
visit us on the web at witsend.org.
Excuse me.
500 was assembled by Nathan Hoopler.
Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow.
And our executive producer was Paul McCusker.
And I'm Chris.
Okay, guys, cut it out. I'm Chris. Hoping you'll join us again next time for more, oh boy,
Adventures in Odyssey.